How does it feel to be a Championship manager tonight?
Well, it's incredible, isn't it, Rob? Look at it, we're here and apart from a few members of the press, in 25 grounds when on the pitch. Wembley Stadium's empty. It's I think of the people, it's the great managers that have come here and delivered. The best of all, Sir Alex. Obviously, there's many more greats, aren't there? And I'm just so proud that I'm, listen, whatever happens, yeah, I can, what a day.
You've not seen your family yet. What do you think they're going to say to you when you finally see them?
Well, I think that my youngest Shannon will probably say, Dad, you always believed and said you would do it. They'd be immensely proud, wouldn't they? I would think. I'm immensely proud of them. You know, to see them here today and, you know, I'm going to start doing it again. And I'm going to see the Rotten fans today at, you know, running that direction when Adam saved the penalty. I should have been doing a Bob Stuckle. I should have been running to Adam. And I run to the fans. They've just been absolutely stunning. And I know how much I hurt them here 4 years ago. I know Ronnie told me how much it hurt them. You know, there'll be a lot of clear memories from today that'll fade over time, but one of the clear ones that'll remain is when I'm going up the steps to see Ronnie Moore come running from miles away. He's obviously fitter than me, looking $1 million, and hug me. And I know what he means to this football club. I know what the supporters mean to him. I know what he means to them. And, well.
Well, just think for a second, Steve, because Ronnie Moore is a legend at Rotherham United, partly because of the playing career that he had, but mostly because he won back-to-back promotions at this football club, and you've emulated that today.
I think I said it. Offer me a lottery win or a playoff win at Wembley to take Rotherham to the Championship, I'd pick this. I'd pick the playoff win. And that's from a boy who came from a council estate called the Circuit, just outside Glasgow. Still proud of that. So it tells me I've got no money, but what it tells you is that I would rather have this when I leave this planet, and I'm not getting overly stupid about this. How could you ever forget this day? And how could you forget within 2 years what we've achieved? Because there was the knockers, weren't there? The ones that didn't believe.
What do you say to them tonight?
I don't say nothing.
You don't feel like you have to, I suppose.
No, you don't. You don't say nothing, do you? Where Rotherham United starts on the 9th of August next year. Says it all, doesn't it? And, you know, when your chairman hugged you and said, he's got everything in life, Tony Stewart. Everything in life. And when he hugged you and said, I've gave him something that money couldn't buy. You know, and he said some top managers here, they just couldn't get him there. And so it's very, very special. But there's a lot of special people that he has to be thankful to. It's not just to Steve Evanshaw at Rotherham United. It's Paul Rayner, who's just joined us. There's Dennis Circuit, who leaves us today after 30 years. I don't think I've ever known a head of medical to get 25,000 people on their feet applauding a physio. That tells you what he means, though, doesn't he? And, you know, Paul Warren, you know. I can remember my first meeting with Warren when he'd 6 weeks off, and I said, we don't do that here, none to me. I think he's worked every year since, because you give good people one message and they deliver against it. And obviously Dennis departs and we bring Mark Steen in, who knows Wembley very well, of course, along with Andy Dibble. So we've got a real tight knit but a very focused staff, and we work for not only a great chairman, a great vice chairman and a great board. And listen, every day's no easy with these guys, Rob. That's why Tony Stewart is what he is. There's days where there's debates, but the one thing we never ever don't believe, that we don't pull the rope in the same direction, because we do.
What did you say at half time? Because as a management team, how do you sort of keep the spirits high? How do you make them believe that, you know, there is still a chance?
Well, as we went down the tunnel at half time, you know, Paul Rayner does what he does, and we fall out a lot of days as well as we fall in, but he put his arm around me and said, they're going to need you today. They're going to need you at your best, and they're going to need it to be all about positivity, all about belief. And when I went in, there was, you know, Paul said his bit, and then I sat down and spoke to them, which I've only done on certain occasions, but I sat down and I got them around me and I spoke about the championship and what it meant. I spoke about the opportunity to play manager, coach at that level. I spoke about the families up in the stand watching. I spoke about the families at home watching it on the television. And I spoke about if Leighton Orient go and get an early third goal, we could get an embarrassing defeat here. And it could be the worst defeat in the history of Wembley with the playoffs. Or if we've got that fight and we get a goal, they'll retreat because they know we are capable of fighting to the end. And I asked them to show me in finding their souls, if there is such a thing as a soul, to finding their souls, a desire and a spirit. There is a soul because they found it.
There's two players I want to ask you about. Alex Revell, first of all, two goals, the second spectacular to get you back into it, and Adam Collin at the end there making those two big saves. It was a team effort today, but they're the two that are going to make the headlines, aren't they?
And for the right reasons. I think if you score a goal, like, you know, Alec Revell's giving me a real problem because I'm going to have to spend Sunday night in London trying to find a chicken suit because I think it's probably better than Garner's goal. I need to look, but yeah, I think Alex has been, he's been different class since I walked in the door. We tried to get him a couple of times to a previous club, but Rotherham kept him and we realised why they kept him. So when we get in here, the first thing we've done is sort him out with his new contract. He's a big part of what we do. And Adam Collin is, listen, Adam Collin is the quietest man in the world. Other than good morning, I don't know how many times I've heard Adam speak. He really is a quiet man. But you know, in the build up to this, these playoffs, I kept saying to him every day, what a CV you've got at Wembley, big man, saving penalties. And he gets embarrassed. He got embarrassed every day. I kept saying it. Borrow, and he said to me one day, stop saying it to him. I'm going to stop saying it to him. And then when you look back on certain things, we did a meal with the staff last night before the game, and asked people what their thoughts is. We've decided in our team, etc., and where they thought it would be, and everybody thought we'd win. And Paul Rayner says, and I'm going to tell you the truth here, he said, I had a dream that Adam Collin saves a penalty in the penalty shootout and we win. And he saved two, so his dream was wrong.
In terms of looking ahead now, when we spoke a year ago, you talked about, you felt that you had a team that could do well in League One. How well can this team do in the Championship? How much work do you have to do now to prepare for what is a very difficult division?
Yeah, we're no silly. We know we've got some work to do. But the bulk of the group will stay. Some will go. But that's evolution in football, as we've at a level where we need to improve, we need to get better. But there's a lot of these players could play in the Championship level. I've said it, you know, your Frecklingtons, you know, your Pringles, you know, your Ravels, you know, your Morgans, these people cannot play in the Championship. But our recruitment, I think, gets helped by the promotion, because our targeted list, believe it or not, Rob, ain't going to change. But we always understood that some players would probably think to themselves, well, I'm not going to sign for Rotherham or Indian League One, so I'm a Championship player, and you know the difference in ideas and what people think. And so we possibly have a little better chance of getting the players that we originally targeted.
I spoke to James Tavernier, who said he was fully open to staying at Rotherham United. You know, if that opportunity comes across, does promotion give you a better chance of keeping a player like that?
Yeah, I think it does. But we have to respect, he's Alan Pardew's player up at Newcastle. But, you know, Tavs has told me, you know, I think the lads know that, well, they call the likes of Tavernier and Pringle and Frecklington and that my sons, don't they? That's what they call them, because and Tavs is such a good lad, but he's made it clear that if it could be worked out, he'd love to stay. But that goes out of my hands, that goes to the hands of our chairman and board and Paul Douglas, and of course we respect Newcastle.
And you've already added one in Connor Newton. How close are you to maybe adding more? Will it happen quite quickly now, or are you going to take a bit of time off?
No, I heard Harry Redknapp say yesterday that he had done no work towards thinking about Premiership players. And I think Harry's nose might have been growing a wee bit. But listen, we've done a lot of work. But you do a lot of base work. It's conversations with agents, it's conversation with players, and it was always going to come back with some of them to about where we are and where we're going to be. But the one thing that was never going to change is that if we'd have lost here today, and we'd beaten a top-class side today, you know, Leighton Orient will go away, and like you would, like we would have been, to be on the floor, and but we'll all go away and reflect, and we just know we need to get work hard over the next few weeks, and the players will deserve to go on holiday and have a break, and we'll stay and work hard.
What kind of a budget are you going to get?
Well, I don't know. I, as much as I've said for 2 years, I don't know what the budget is now. So I don't really want to know what the budget is next season, because I think people get hell-bent on a budget. Are we going to be in the market to compete with Fulham and Norwich and Leeds and places like that financially? No. But we don't get 28,000 every week. And but we have a sensible approach. Our targets will have to have a real work ethic about them. It's not going to be about star names, because star names on a payday don't work for me. They never have. It was monumental when we announced who our first signing was. He's 22 years old. He's had 18 months in the Scottish Premier League, and he'll cover every blade of grass for him, and he can get a goal, and he can pass a ball. That's the type of players we're going to sign, but for different positions with different characteristics. But everybody I spoke to in Scotland, from Neil Lennon to McCoys to Craig Brown, everybody, when I asked about Conor Newton, they all said, wow, what energy levels he's got, and he can play. That's the characters we're looking for.
Just finally, how much are you looking forward to the Championship? Because this has been quite a journey for you, hasn't it, to get to this point where you're going to be managing this football club in the second tier?
Like a water to duck, no problem at all. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to come up against some great managers, some very clever guys technically, you know. Steve Evans against Steve McLaren, you know, it's frightening, isn't it? You know, Steve Evans against Stuart Gray, it's frightening. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We won't change as a management team. We'll still head and kick every ball. We try and control and manage that passion. And you've seen it today. It was controlled and managed. And it has been for 2 years now. And but it's going to be tough. But I'll tell you what, we're going to embrace it, and we're going to try our best. And listen, we won't be coming back down. Put the kettle on. That's not going to happen.